This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our guest in this portion of the program joins us to tell us what Americans, particularly women, can learn from their sisters in France about enjoying and savoring life. Mireille Giuliano is my guest. She is president and CEO of Clicquot Incorporated, the purveyor of fine wines. Mireille Giuliano is a native of France and the author of French Women Don't Get Fat, The Secret of Eating for Pleasure. Now, Mireille Giuliano did get fat once. She came to the U.S. as an exchange student, and she says she left after a year of study looking like a sack of potatoes. We'll find out the story behind that in a moment here. Mireille Giuliano, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Why did you put on the weight when you came to the U.S.?
Because I went completely off track. I had a sweet tooth to start with, and I discovered things we didn't have in France, chocolate chip cookies and brownies and eating ice cream any day of the year. And, I ate what all my American friends were eating, that is huge portions, and standing up and doing other things, and seven meals a day, and I went out of track.
Now, I think if I went to France, I'd get fat.
No, you won't, because no. You'd be walking a lot, and there will be someone somewhere watching you and telling you that you are not eating with for pleasure. And I was eating on autopilot, but of course I wasn't realizing it until one day I look at myself in the mirror and I discovered a new me, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, give us an idea of how you took it off.
Well, basically, through our little family doctor, who was also a friend, and put me back on track of the way my family had brought me up. And he knew my mother very well. He had often meals at my home. He knew how we were eating, and basically eating a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables, very small portions, eating a lot of water, drinking a lot of water, and walking a lot, and really teaching me the French lifestyle and approach to eating, which is very different from the American one, and that is eating with your head, and because it's all in the mind, and trying to fool yourself. And the way he brought me back to normal took 6 months, but it was a very easy 6 months. There was no deprivation. I could eat everything. And as a sweet junkie, I found that very appealing. He just told me to eat in moderation, but also to start by having this wonderful magic leek soup, which is a great way to jumpstart this little lifestyle program. And then writing down, you know, what I ate, when I ate it, why I ate it, where I ate it, which was an amazing kind of reality check, and made me see that the pattern I had adopted was totally crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, when I went to Paris to study, you know, after a year in America, I gained another 10 pounds because there were a lot of mines on the street from the Sorbonne to home, like 16 pastry shops, and all I was eating were sweets without even realizing it, because you totally lose control of how you feel, how you eat, what things taste. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible, because you can't be happy when you're like that.
Yeah.
Not physically, not psychologically. And and I'm glad his path to normalcy was very quick and very easy and very simple and very inexpensive.
Yeah. In the book, French Women Don't Get Fat, you call our American diet crazes unsustainable extremism.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it is we're drawn over and over as Americans to diets that aren't sustainable?
Because you have a totally different relationship with food. We love food, and you know that's the one thing, being both French and American, that I can bring to the American culture. We have over 200 years of culture of gastronomy and food, and we're passionate about food, and we have, you know, great food. But when I came here, I realized that people were obsessed with about food. They feel guilty. Everything is sinful. And they go on the extreme diets because they want everything quick, and they deprive themselves. They're unhappy while they do that. They're grumpy. And then, of course, they binge because, as I said, it's all in the mind, in your head, and your body takes revenge. So if you don't eat, potatoes or pasta or sweets or whatever you like for a number of weeks, it's not going to work. Once you stop, you gain it back, and sometimes you gain more back.
Yeah. And with your common sense approach and that of your family doctor, 6 months is not a long time to come back.
No, but it was, when you start doing it, that's the other thing. You know, it's not, the reason it's called the Ultimate Non-Diet book is that it's not telling you, do this, don't do that, eat this, don't eat that. It's okay. It's like, have this little conversation with yourself. Pick, because every one of us is unique and has, different life, different work pattern, different family life, different personal life, different likes and dislikes in food. So you have to do your little homework, but it's really easy. And once you see it, you can adapt it for life, just fine-tuning here and there. But basically, it's something that anyone can learn. And no, it is not quick. You're not going to lose 15 pounds in a week. But you're going to be able to pick a few of my, dozens and dozens of tips, whatever applies to your life. Maybe you realize that you only drink a third of the water you need, which is pretty common in America, or that you don't walk a lot or walk enough, and things like that, or that you eat poorly in restaurant. And I teach you, I give you some advice and tips on how to order in restaurant, to order smartly and yet not deprive yourself. And once you do those two or three things, you're going to see that you are eating for pleasure and melting down. And I think the feedback I'm getting from this tremendous amount of email I'm getting is that, well, it's easy, and I'm already, I'm losing pounds, and I can't believe it because I am not dieting.
Yeah. You mentioned restaurants. Mm-hmm. This is a huge problem. The portions are so large.
Yes.
In American restaurants.
Yes.
So what's your advice to those of us who might be going out this Friday evening for dinner?
Well, the nice things now in America that wasn't the case 10 years ago is that you don't have to feel you have to order, first course, main course, dessert. You can pick. You can have two appetizers. But you have to look to make sure that you have, decent vegetable portions and some fruit somewhere. And then if you want to have a little bread, just, don't eat three pieces before they bring you the meal. Wait and have like half or a slice of bread. And then have your fish or meat, but don't eat it all. It's usually what is served in most restaurants is like twice as much as what we need. I mean, most Americans eat between 10 and 35% more than what they really need. Today, we sit all day and we don't need to eat 5,000-7,000 calories.
Yeah. I would imagine that when you sit down to enjoy a meal, you take it slowly.
Yes, and that's part of how you're going to get into this program and really learn to eat with your senses. You have to try to sit down and really for 20 minutes, and that's what it takes to get your brain knowing that you're satisfied, is sit down and don't do your laptop, don't watch TV, don't read the paper, don't just try to relax and sit at the table and have your meal and eat it slowly. Put your fork and knife between bites and chew well and concentrate on the food. Look at the way it looks, it smells, it tastes. And food is something we need to be strong and live, but we should respect it, because we only have one body, and it's very important to learn what we put into our body.
Mm. Are you encouraged by the slow food movement?
Very much, very much, because unfortunately, with globalization and the 21st century, it's not only America. Of course, we are slow picking it up, but, England has tremendous problems. I was in Holland and Germany, where I was absolutely astounded. And the reason is today the developed countries, we are so lucky, we have such an abundance of food. And unfortunately for all of us, we are surrounded by food everywhere we go, from airports to malls to street to... And so willpower doesn't work. So you have to develop this system. And my system is almost like a game. And I think why it's appealing, it will be appealing, and it's already appealing to Americans, is that they love to play game. And it's a game with your mind. And you can control your mind.
Yeah. It's very simple, too, the recipes that you suggest.
Yes. Well, I wanted to show that, you know, you don't have to eat foie gras and truffles and expensive things. That it's a bad excuse when I hear, oh, I don't have the time. And I'm not saying you should cook, you know, every day. Nobody has the time. But if you go, you know, once a week to a market and you buy fresh food, vegetables and fruit, and you cook these very simple, inexpensive, and quick-to-do recipes, you will see how food really tastes like, and that's going to trigger in your mind, and you're going to say, wow, you know, this is not like the processed junk that I eat, you know, just so that I can pop it in the microwave. So it's, you know, it's a slow education. I don't need to have a drastic revolution. I'm doing a little mini slow revolution, but if you only pick two or three things, it will grow on you, and after a few weeks, you will want to do more.
Yeah.
And that's the feedback I'm getting.
We have to wrap up here. Just very quickly, would you tell us just a little bit about your leek soup?
Yes, the leek soup is very easy, actually. You buy 2 pounds of leek, you boil them in, you fill the water, you clean them well, you fill the pot with water, you cook them for 20 or so minutes. And when they are soft, you drain them, and you start this on Saturday morning. You drink the broth every few hours, whenever you're thirsty. And then for the meals, you have the leeks. And you can put a little olive oil, a little lemon, some herbs, whatever you need, and to feed yourself with vegetables. And on Sunday night, when you go back to your regular meal, you're going to feel like a new person, because leeks are a mild diuretic. And so they flushes your toxin. It's like you're going through, like, cleansing your body from all this terrible things. And then you'll feel lighter because you will have lost a few pounds, and you're going to discover how great vegetable leeks are. Americans have not yet discovered leeks. They are wonderful green vegetables filled with nutrients and fibers, and they are nutty and sweet, and so far people are just amazed by the taste of it.
Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Celeste. It was great being there.
Mireille Giuliano has been my guest. She's president and CEO of Clicquot Incorporated. She's also the author of French Women Don't Get Fat, The Secret of Eating for Pleasure. The book is published by Knopf.